If he had everything, then why was he here? The landscape was as flat and dry as the rest of the res. West, he could just see the smudge of the Black Hills, their sacred place turned into tourist place by the white man eager to make more money than they could spend in two lifetimes. Prairie grass grew in clumps along the road, and metal fences separating the properties. Quail led their families from clump to clump, mastering the fast waddle. The cloudless blue sky already promised to be another scorcher, and without a piece of shade in sight, he was going to get one hell of a burn. He could thank that to some as heretofore unknown white man in the woodpile. Nearby on a cutoff stood five white FEMA trailers that had been repurposed for permanent use. Each of them looked as if they'd gone through a hurricane or two. It was too early for anyone to be out except a few goats and a mangy cur. A freestanding basketball hoop lay on its side as if it had been shot. Three of the five trailers had blue tubs for rain catchment. Each one had a satellite dish on the power pole at the end of the house. An industrial-sized garbage can rested at the juncture of the cutoff and the main road, already half full with trash, and by the swirling black mass of flies, fresh mule deer carcass. He pulled himself to his feet through sheer willpower and staggered to his left before he was able to get his balance. Other than the trailers, an odd street sign was the only thing that rose any higher than he did. Anyone from the res didn't need any signs to know where they were. The signs were for the government men when they came so they could get around. He knew this one especially because he was on the work detail that put it in. It said, No Flesh Road, named after a famous Sioux chief who went to Washington with Chief Red Cloud. A semi-dry creek of the same name paralleled the road. Those in the FEMA trailers were No Flesh ancestors, the last of an important line. Francis Scott Key Catches decided to sit and wait for a ride back into Iron Hat. He pulled himself up an old tire and sat on it, wishing for something to quiet the murmuring in his empty stomach. He'd been expecting cars and trucks for some time. Little Wound School and Kyle would be opening, and it served not only Kyle, but Iron Hat and other places nearby. With no cars on the road, Francis Scott began to wonder if he hadn't missed a tribal emergency warning. He was just considering getting up and going to one of the No Flesh trailers to see if they knew what was going on, when a car appeared, coming from the direction of Kyle. It skidded to a stop even with him. The driver looked around in confusion, then used the cutoff to pull in, back up, and turn around. Francis Scott watched it go back the way it came. They must have forgotten something, he figured. Had to get back home. He craned his neck towards Iron Hat to the south and didn't see a thing. Soon cars and trucks began to come with more frequency, in ones and twos and threes. But the odd thing was, they all stopped in the same place, turned around, and went back. It was as if on reaching the spot in the road, they received a warning on the radio to turn around. Once again, he looked towards Iron Hat. Nothing at all from that direction. Was there a chemical spill? He saw nothing on the horizon to prove the notion. He spoke for a few moments with the people in the nearest trailer. They hadn't heard of any warnings. There were no alerts. The only thing that confused them was that they claimed to have never heard of Iron Hat. 5 hours later, a feeling began to dawn on him. One he'd learned to listen to. One that had kept him alive on many occasions. It was strange being on the right side of things. Francis Scott, never Francis, had been largely misunderstood since Desert Storm. But that never stopped him from trying to be understood. His problem was he had too much time on his hands. He noticed things. And when he took the time out of his busy day noticing things to point things out to people who didn't notice things, they tended to dismiss him or not believe in him.